Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah. You have now tuned into Freedom of Mind. Shout out to all our viewers listening, our Spotify viewers, our Anchor.fm viewers, everywhere, wherever you're listening to. If you don't have your drawers on, please put your drawers on and please put your headphones. Blast those radios up and tune in. Like I said, man, this is Freedom of Mind, and I'm your honorable co-host, L.
As in the... No, I'm playing, man. See, I watch that damn movie. That's my movie. I'm telling you, y'all, that Once Upon a Time in Mexico, man. You know, the whole El Mariachi little thing or whatever.
I wouldn't know nothing. That Mexican,
hey, you need to check it out. Hey, but check the thing. That shit go hard, man. The whole Desperado and all that. All you thinking about is Summer Hayek, but, you know, beautiful lady, but she not the only one on there, bro.
She have a lot of my babies. I wouldn't even be able to. I'd be like, I'll look down at her, fucking a missionary. Be like, damn, I can't pull out. I can't do it.
I'm stuck.
Literally, I'll be stuck. Like, damn it, baby. I think I spilled a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a nice little episode going on for y'all, you know, talking about some interesting topics. Vaccines are...
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Ray Will. My bad, y'all. Yeah, come on, man. You got to know it's Ray Will and L. Come on, y'all. Yeah, I know L got like 50 names. I think he's trying to be Puffy, man. He's trying to be Puffy with all these goddamn nicknames, you know?
I'm trying to be Sean Carter, Hova, Jigga, Jay-Z.
By the way, I would never call another man that. Calling him Hova, I just got a little issue with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. It's, I ain't gonna be calling another man no Hova, man. Like that's
you so crazy.
Jewish guy. You know that's
this young Hova.
That's the Hebrew guy. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't gonna name him after what people call God. But hey, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan though. But I just ain't. I'm sorry if I were to ever meet you, Jay-Z. I'm not gonna be calling you Hova. I'm just saying. I might call you Jigga or I'll call you Jay-Z.
Man, you won't call him Hova.
Fuck no. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't want to, you know, that's just me. But like you said, he got many names. So there you go. I'm going to pick one of those names that I might call.
Say, I'll be like,
hey,
yo,
okay.
Ho.
Hey, that's you. And this is
What's
me.
What's up, Pops?
So, hey, stay tuned, y'all. Freedom of Mind.
And hit them socials, man. We need you guys to share us everywhere. I'm talking everywhere. If you're in a car right now with a prostitute, that is nasty. But I need you to blast that radio and share us everywhere. Freedom of Mind, y'all. The Livest Podcast.
What's up with it, y'all? Hey, Ray Will here, and I'm speaking my mind. I wanted to kind of go over dress codes, right? And recently, probably about, you know, sometime this year, some law was passed about, you know, I believe in California where people can wear their dreadlocks. Like, wow, I didn't even know that wasn't allowed, you know, that, you know, you can't wear your own damn natural hair to a job. That's kind of insane. But, you know, obviously that's the country that we live in, society we live in, you know, people, you know, got a problem with, you know, you wearing your own hair. Okay. But yet, you know, some, you know, you can wear a weave, so you can wear like something that's not yours, and that's okay. But something that is yours, you know, it's not okay. Okay, and I kind of wanted to reflect on that ban that was made a while ago in the NBA. Let's just call it the Allen Iverson rule. To where, you know, Allen Iverson dressed in the way that he wanted, you know, he was, you know, kind of thugged out. You know what I'm saying? He had the cornrows. You know what I'm saying? He had the baggy pants. You know, he had the you know what I'm saying, the jewelry on, the jewel shining and all that and stuff. You know, looking like he sell rocks, but he looked like a sophisticated brother. You know what I'm saying? Who's hanging out with all of the rich guys in the clubs. You know what I'm saying? Not all out in the street. You know what I'm saying? You know, one of those type of dealers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Got the nice brands on. You know, he ain't looking dusty and raggedy. He looking clean. He got all the latest little stuff on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Especially at that time or whatever. You know, all of the urban clothing lines and all that or whatever. Who wear and rocker wear and all these, you know, FUBU and all that and stuff. You know, the NBA commissioner had a problem with that apparently, and then you know, a lot of it was because of him. And in the popularity and notoriety he was getting and the influence he was getting. And, David Stern had to put an end to that. So he came up with a dress code. And now you see, and then you started to see brothers, you know, dressing casually and coming up with suits and ties. And then you see the designers started to chime in and work with these guys and start dressing them and all this and stuff. These guys come up with tailored suits and all that or whatever. Actually, you know, to think about it, it's actually a benefit, you know, to it. You know, it was kind of messed up how it went about, but it was kind of a benefit, if anything. You know, and your opinion on, and mine's, on the designers that these brothers be going to may be in question a little bit, because you know you got brothers like D Wade, you know, with the way he be dressing, you know, it's like, okay, I know I wouldn't be dressing that way. It's a little bit suspect, but you know, that's him, you know. And you know, but beneficial for the most part, but kind of fucked up at the same time, especially how it came about. And I'm going to make a statement that's regarding contradictory, to where, you know, they say that if you wear girl clothes, you know, you're expressing yourself, right? But if you wear baggy pants, then you're being a thug and, you know, wait, really it's sagging. Okay, yes, sagging, not baggy, sagging. You know, if you're wearing sagging pants, then, you know, that's bad and that doesn't look good and all this stuff. Really no logical reason, but I can understand, because it does look tacky. It does, you know, like when you sag and like your drawers are showing, like that looks suspect itself. But when you're wearing girl clothes, that's okay. Like if I bring stuff like that up and all I hear is crickets, people's crickets. Ain't nobody got nothing to say about that. So it's okay for a boy to wear girl clothes. So whatever, like, you know, you got a dick and you wearing stuff that was designed for a vagina. Like, it's like, what the hell? Like, okay. But hey, anybody who is with, you know, who lives that lifestyle, I ain't saying nothing against you. None of that. But at the same time, it's like, you got to know the difference between girl and boy clothes. I'm just saying. But at the same time, it's a contradictory to me, because whatever happened to expression? Whatever happened to this guy wearing baggies or sagging his pants? Isn't that expression? So you got a person that can. I remember I was going to high school where it was all these gothic people, and they used to wear all black, and we used to wear you know, black nail polish, and you know they going to school like this, you know, with a trench coat on. You know, you don't know what whether they got a weapon in there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Looking like the trench coat mafia. That's about to go bomb something, you know, and nothing was, no dress code was enforced against that or anything like that. Or, you know, I get, well, you know, like that's, you know, I guess they're expressing themselves, right? You know, I guess it's a phase that they're going through or whatnot, you know. But you got a brother over here, you know, this young brother sagging his pants and all that or whatever. It's a problem. He looks tacky. That motherfucker right there, wearing this guy wearing makeup, wearing eyeliner, wearing black nail polish and all that or whatever. You don't think that's a little tacky? I'm just saying, you know, you want to hire somebody like that, looking like that at a job interview or whatever. He come up looking like that. Hell to the no. Go comb your hair, shave, take that makeup off. What the hell are you doing? So contradictory going on here, y'all. My whole main point is accept people for the way that they are, man. And hey, I understand, you know, somebody looking dirty, nasty, they looking tacky, that's one thing. But okay, all right. So you can't just go along with one thing about expression and then go along with the next. I mean, you just got, I guess you got to take all of it, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And you really, really, it's some hating ass shit, really. I'm just going to say, and it's racist. All right, let's just go along with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go with it. That's what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Just stop hating. That's all I'm saying.
What's up, everybody? Whoever's tuning in right now, Freedom of Mind, you already know it's your man, L. Listen, man, I wanted to talk about sibling rivalry, family rivalry, maybe even mistreatment, whoever's going through that out there, all the listeners out there that are listening. I've always wondered that growing up. I come from a family, I got five different siblings. Two of them are my step-siblings, but I always considered them, you know, blood. They, you know, step-sisters, but I've always considered them family. Now, I got halves, too, like my half-brother. And the only, like, full blood is my older sister. Come from the same daddy. But it always wondered in my mind why the mistreatment or why the unfairness. And I know a lot of listeners out there that have experienced the same thing within their own family just because of who one of their parents were. If it was you guys had different mothers, whether it's you guys had different fathers. I've always wondered the mind state of each parent that teaches and corrects children as they're growing up. And I've always wondered, where did this mistreatment go back to, right? What's the mind state of your mothers out there? What's the mind state of your fathers out there with having a kid with somebody and then having other kids with somebody else and then having that factor into disciplining or being with your children and treating them different from the other batch of children? Y'all get what I'm saying? The other batch that came from another woman or came from another father. I've always wondered the mind state behind that. I've always wondered why or what could be the reason, not hate, but why do you think of one child different from the other? Now, we can factor in a lot of things. We can factor in there could be a relationship that your mother and your father went through. They split up. It ended so badly to where some of that anger, some of that oppressed anger, repressed anger that is held back could be taken out on the children. It could be the love that you never wanted to end, but the love that you have so badly and still love that person, and that person might have moved on or whatever, or the love that you still want to be with that person, that anger could rub off on your children. Parents, I'm a parent myself, so I have to ask every parent out there this question. Why is that? Why is the need for your personal issues to rub off on your children? What is the need for that? Do we have counseling within ourselves to really understand the reality of two? And as I say the reality of two, I mean the difference of two. So when you're looking at your son and you say he's just like his father, can you tell the difference? Can you tell that your son is his own person and is not like his daddy? Or could you not say certain things in front of your children so they can formulate their own mind state of their dad or of their mother? Because a lot of things that we say as parents, especially the children, it will last for a lifetime. It will ultimately implement certain thoughts about their parent with a negative income and a negative outcome, right? they're processing information, and now they won't like their parent just because one parent does it. You guys understand what I'm trying to say? Me as a parent, I try to not bring up their mama when I'm with them. Even though in the back of my head, I'm like, shit, my son act just like his mama, right? We as parents, and especially me, I started off as a young parent, we are constantly learning, correct? We are constantly learning through the years of these children growing up, adolescence, all through these stages. We are constantly adapting and learning how to properly educate, properly raise these children. But we also need to work on ourselves. We also need to work on the certain angers or the certain problems that we have and not have it rub off on them. Because, as I said, they're their own person. They're their own human being. They have their own ways to formulate a thought. They have their own process on what I really think about this person or what I really think about this person. As a parent, we should all know that your child's decisions, ultimately, you should guide them to make better ones, but it's going to be theirs at the end of the day. I think lessons got to be learned here. I think we as parents need to act as adults as we are and set that example. Because that could be a key term in this, isn't it? Example. That's a major word. Example. Example could be with the leaders that we look at and we idolize in news media or we idolize in our history books. Examples that we look after, and within those examples, we take our own knowledge of what we're seeing. We take our own interpretation, and then we act out on those things. So we need to be really mindful of the examples we are setting. We need to be really mindful to always be there for our kids so they won't end up as a statistic. So they won't end up with negative effects in society. Let's do better out there for the young parents that are slowly learning. Let's grow up. Let's be mature. Let's make adult decisions here and think about them, most importantly, because they are your future. Thank you for everybody tuning in at Freedom of Mind. This is Speak Your Mind segment. Well,
I don't know. You let us know, man. We got to know how the show been. We be courting right now. Oh. Well, you know, we're working on this cartoon project, man. And Captain Save 'Em, you know, like the whole hood legend, pretty much, urban legend, or that's already taken, hood legend, whatever you want to call it, right? You know, the Captain Save 'Em and all that. You know what I'm saying? And imagine if he was an actual superhero, and you know, he's saving hoes. So, you know, he interact with all of these different pimps and all that and stuff. So yeah, that's in the works.
He being modest as fuck. It's about fat bitches and getting bitches. And then basically we ain't trying to save these hoes. Listen, everybody, you already know who it is. It's L Man. And you know, my boy Ray was kicking it off a little bit. You are now tuned into Freedom of Mind. Let's get into that Speak Your Mind segment, shall we?
Yeah, man. You know, with the whole vaccine thing, that's... you know, it's a trip because a lot of people say, oh, I ain't gonna take it and all this, whatever. I'm like, a lot of people will, you know, and there is these certain stipulations.
Speak your mind on it.
You know, on certain things that you gotta abide by. Like, you know, over at my job for the state, you know, it's saying if you don't take the COVID, then, you know, you won't have access to certain public events and all this. Like, you gotta have some kind of like, card or whatever, you know, for you to have after you take it. And, you know, that gets you access to different things you can do. And I'm like, damn, don't that sound like kind of like the mark of the beast? You know, but, you know, that's people who believe in that kind of thing. You know, me, I find difficulty believing in that kind of thing. But it is a coincidence. But, and no, I'm not mocking it. But anyhow, that's what we have. And me, I don't want to contradict myself. I'm talking shit about others who claim that they're not going to do it when I think they are. But, you know, I'm contemplating on whether to take the vaccine or not. You know,
I'll be honest. I was hating on motherfuckers that are going to take it. Because, listen, the way I feel is if you end up with one eye and then a tailbone or something after you take it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'll fuck me up. You know, what if I miss my pinky toe or something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that, and I'm speaking my mind on this subject because, I mean, me personally, it's hit home. You know, my sister back home in Boston has it. So I advise everybody that's listening and tuning in right now, if you want, as a precautionary, and you've been, you know, staying cautious and you've been following the guidelines, I suggest, look, let one of your family members that you don't like take it. Let them, you know, sit, and I'm just playing.
Guinea pig.
Yeah, huh? I suggest just take it, all right? Just take it out there. Oh, and before I forget, please, if you are now tuning in and you are our first listeners of Freedom of Mind, hit them socials, man. Hit them socials. We need topics. We need ideas. Hit them socials. You know, slide in our DMs, slide in our emails. Ray, give them links, please.
Well, of course, you got Freedom of Mind at gmail.com if you want to email us. And, you know, hit us up on Facebook. And, you know, we'd be on Facebook and we'd be on that Instagram. We really don't be on the Twitter. Sorry, guys. You know, we got to set up the YouTube so y'all can see us. You know, we're going to be doing that real soon, man. 2021 is going to be a big year. It should be a big year for us, man. We got a lot of plans for 2021, y'all. So, you know, just look out for that. And, you know, with this vaccine, and, you know, what's crazy? I know, you kind of like a low-key Trump supporter. But anyhow, we haven't heard much from Trump, you know, like, we're hearing a lot of things about him, but we're not hearing, you know, anything from him, right?
He's fucked up right now. That shit, Trump took the vaccine. His bowel movement's been fucked up. He can't do certain shit that he loves doing, like eating pork. You know, the vaccine got him fucked up in the White House. He over a white porcelain toilet right now, you know?
Yeah, he's been a little quiet, man. You know, is he even tweeting?
It's just... when a child gets his toy taken away or he might lose in a game or something, you know, a lot of times you got to just sit there with your head down. But I just like to point out that there was one president that didn't have his head down, but ran out of that motherfucker because they stressed him out. And shout out to our boy Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Because he took it on the chin. You know, he did his two terms and he's like, yo, peace out, motherfucker.
He dropped the mic.
Yeah, he rolled a blunt. I knew he rolled a blunt because Secret Service was around him. They formed a square before he went to the helicopter. And then he said, Michelle, you got the roll-ups. You got the backwoods.
Hey, it ain't no doubt that man be puffing, man. It ain't no doubt about that, man. And like L Sam, man, he got to, man. You know, there's moments stress. Where, you know, dealing with the stress. You know, he came in with without gray and, you know, gray hair now, and then he came out. He had a head full of gray hair. He couldn't even dye that sucker. It was just obvious, right? But
as a president, you're handling 50 something different states, and then globally you have, I want to say, 50 different type of outposts, maybe even in the thousands, different type of outposts, different type of embassies that we're in other countries, because America got a problem with personal space. Like, they like to invade a lot. And I'm not hating.
Our government does, okay?
Yeah, I'm not hating here, but they got a little problem with personal space. Like, these motherfuckers don't pay rent. They just go into any country. And white people, I mean, white people. White people don't give a fuck where they live. They'll go into any neighborhood. Y'all realize there is not a specific white neighborhood. They just everywhere.
That's true.
You go to Colombia, yeah. There'll be 1,000 motherfuckers speaking Telemundo, Spanish, all that shit so fast, and there'll be one white dude named Gary down the road.
Right.
With his family. These white people don't give a fuck.
And you know, I noticed too with like Asian movies, right?
Yeah.
It could be like an Asian movie, and then out of nowhere, you see a white guy, right? And it's like, it's always gotta be like a British guy or something, yeah. You know, he's like, well, I need my money now. You know, he's like the bad guy. He's like this evil British guy. You know, I always find that crazy. You know?
White people are everywhere. That's why the Chinese is mad at us. You know, because they bringing all that shit over there. White people don't give a fuck. They got no landlords whatsoever.
Hey, that's your true park on the, you know, parking in the front yard real quick on the side. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like to the side. That's like a little quick little parking, you know, just to check on somebody or something. You know, saying a brother checking on his girl or something. He just heard him parking there in the front real quick to see what.
Nowadays it's all cool, but back then it was called colonization.
Mm.
Wonder what that was.
That part.
Nowadays it's cool. Now you can take over. It's all right. Yeah, the white man. You know what I'm saying? Like now it's cool, but I mean, you know, it's modern day.
They had to work on that. See, they was working on it then. You know what I'm saying?
Now the terms of policy, you know, they dress up colonization with the word embassy or outpost. Like, man, if you don't stop with your shit.
That part. Yeah, you know, so I hope that 2021, you know, has, I hope the virus goes away. And it's a trip that, for us Americans to handle a pandemic, we need technology. We're so fucking spoiled. This society is just so out of control, and a lot of people are so selfish.
Break that down. Technology as far as what? Technology in the medical
vaccine
field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Scientific, medical, whatever you want to put it. You know, because you got other countries, right? Like, I think I was looking at, was it Australia? Where they just totally just declared themselves corona free or COVID free. Yeah, I saw this like a day or two ago, and like they good. They don't have absolutely no COVID there, according to them. And you know, they don't have to quarantine no more. They don't have to go around wearing masks and all this and stuff. So to me, that's a testament to their discipline. That's a testament to good leadership. And
I found out so.
And you know, so
I know they secret.
You know, but you know, they didn't have to depend on a vaccine.
I know they secret.
You know, that I know of. You know, I could be secret. Wrong, but they didn't have to depend on no damn vaccine. And you know, they don't, because they just not coming up with a vaccine. But anyhow, so unless they got it from Russia.
Listen, who's tuning in, the Australian government did this, right? They looked at America, they said, listen here, motherfucker, cut the bullshit. We don't got none of those problems over here. We got no problems down under. We got kangaroos hopping around in the backyard.
Guys punching kangaroos.
We got jeeps and all that shit. They looked at America and said, listen, cut the bullshit. Stop putting those headlines on the goddamn news talking about our fucking COVID has spiked. We don't have none of that shit down here. That's what they basically did. That's how there's no COVID over there. They told America, cut the bullshit.
So what are you saying? You're saying that they lied to the media? They went to the media and said, oh, we don't have it no more? I don't think so, man.
Listen, I went down to Florida a week ago. What they were saying on the news would make you think that there was a Holocaust going on. And no disrespect, right? When I went down there, it's totally different. What I know, and this goes back to the subject of vaccinations, I know as long as you follow the rules out there, people that are listening in, you guys will be okay. You live a healthy life, you'll be okay. But if you decide to pick up bag of Lay's and Cheetos every day and not live a healthy diet, not live right, not exercise daily or even a few times a week, I know that your immune system is going to be screaming at you to get up off your lazy motherfucking ass. And then when you get that COVID, then it's like you're gonna start crying. Then it's gonna be a problem. I know that this virus is not here to kill us. This virus is here to latch on to one person or to another. That's what a virus does. That's okay. The only purpose in a virus.
Okay.
So, in my suggestion, be healthy, follow the rules, don't do it to yourselves. And take that damn vaccination. That's my opinion.
Okay, check this out though, Mr. Minority. Okay, you know, it was just this one white guy I was talking to, and I said, because he was, to me, I felt like he was downplaying COVID, right? And I'm like, America has more deaths of COVID more than anyone else. He was like, oh, that's because no one else is reporting it. He said that America is reporting it more, and you know, they're recording it more. And I'm like, no, that's a crop of bullshit, because I know there are a lot of black people that are dying from COVID.
That's a fact.
And there are also Hispanics. There's a significant number of Hispanics who are dying from it. So you just don't give a shit about all these minorities who's getting it more than whites are getting it too, but not as much as minorities. So you're not really, it's not really hitting home to you for you to really see the reality. And then I feel like it's a little bit racist because, you know, you're a Trumpster. So, you know, you don't want his legacy to be tarnished. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to admit that he's a piece of shit president. So you're going to take up for him.
Me personally, I do care. But as I explained, the virus is not there to kill. But I suggest that everybody does take it seriously. That's why I say go back and follow the rules. It hit home because I told you, y'all, my sister has it. So you do need to take it seriously. You do need to see what's really going on in this country and how they're single-handedly trying to get rid of a population of people. But really take this shit seriously. It's not going to go away. Not even with the vaccination is going to go away. But do I feel that it's not as big as, we'll say, cancer, or it's not as big as any other deadly disease? No, because it's, what it's doing is it's meant to latch on from people to people and just infect mm-hmm. them. Yeah. That's what I'm about. Saying is take it seriously, but also take precaution. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Definitely, man. And if we continue to do that, it's going to go away. And other countries have been doing that. Our country hasn't. That's what I'm saying. And yeah, we do gotta take, they took it seriously. Countries like Australia took it very seriously.
Very seriously, yeah.
And I think leadership has something to do with it as well. It has an impact because you know, from the jump, you know, like Obama was able to avoid I believe a couple of pandemics, but I would say that it probably wasn't, the threat wasn't as bad as COVID, right? COVID hit like wildfire, right? But from the jump, it wasn't handled from the jump, and it wasn't addressed. It was ignored. And it a lot of it is because of downplay, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, leadership just did not take it seriously, you know, thinking about business as usual. When you got to think about human too, you got to think about people's lives here, right? And yeah, we hear it all the time that, you know, America is a company or a business and all this or whatever, but people live in this motherfucker too. I mean, come on now. So, you know, we got to think about things like that. And it's a trip from like the federal, from a federal standpoint, we look at it at America as more of a business, but from like a local standpoint, like we don't look at, we treat the mayor of a city or the governor of a state like this, you know, we're like, oh, it's a business, because it's hitting home a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? We're going to relate to them more than the president, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we see the mayor, like, mayor, you need to do your fucking job. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Shit's going on or whatever. We don't think of it as like, oh, well, you know, you're a businessman. No, we don't look at it like that. But they're politicians too, right? So we got to look at it like that too, man. And, you know, but I just said, just take it more seriously. You know, wear your mask. You know, just what Ella's saying, wear your mask. You know, the whole, what is it, 20 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet away when you're in public space, right? And if you feel any symptoms, get tested. Stay the fuck away. That's pretty much what quarantine is. It's to stay the fuck away from everybody. Like, you got the cooties, because yes, you do have the cooties.
Stay your ass in the house.
Stay your ass in the house, and stay your ass in a locked room. A fucking padded cell if you have to, of this motherfucker, like, you know.
The bathroom. If you ladies fuck with me and y'all got a quarantine, listen, stay your ass in the bathroom or I'm gonna get you a motel room for the next 2 weeks. Something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want your cooties.
I want your booty, not your cooties.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, you know. So, any remarks? Closing remarks? Kind of remind me of because I love those movies, man. Desperado. You know what I'm saying? Because his name was L. Yeah, that shit go hard, man. Hey, you know what? Hey, Robert Rodriguez, man. I'm a fan of his work, man. Makes good action movies. You know, he does everything on his own, everything in house. I check this stuff out because I like to watch commentaries. Like, yeah, I'll buy a DVD and I'll buy the commentary, and I was checking him out. Robert Rodriguez. I mean, he did the music score. He did all the special effects. Of all this shit, man, you know, particularly Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
There was a lady I was paying attention to in there. It's Salma Hayek.
Of course, you know.
That's the only person I was paying attention to.
But you know what? You know what, man? He's like, he kind of remind me of like a Hispanic John Singleton, you know, or Spike Lee. Maybe probably a little more Spike Lee. Because, I mean, he got his hands in like the whole film, and then like literally, like you give this guy $10, and you're like, hey man, make me a blockbuster movie. I mean, with little money, and he's gonna flip it like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna flip the hell out of it, man.
Desperado was dope. Yeah. I mean, you talk about a guitarist with a case full of guns and shit. Oh, yeah. Like,
but that's L, man. Like, yo, that's L.
Only one Mexican would have thought of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah. We would have had a case full of cigars and bananas. You know,
like something out of nothing, literally, you know. So yeah, that's just probably just, you know, the mentality, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, growing up not having much, man. So it makes sense, you know, where you know you're making film, you ain't got any, like John Singleton, you know what I'm saying? He made Boys in the Hood, which little to nothing, man. He was able to flip that, and you know, it did well in the box office. So you know rest in peace, John Singleton. But you know, a lot of cats die, you know. That's another thing. Let's reflect on that, man. How many cats we lost in the year 2020? It just, the year 2020, you know, it's coming to an end, man. And oh my god, man, this has been a crazy year. But and I tell people this too, and you know what, I think that might be another segment. That's going to be probably I'm gonna speak my mind on, and I kind of touch on it. I'll kind of touch on it now. We lost Debo. But you know what I wanted to touch on is, yeah, this has been a crazy year, but this has been a crazy time for black people in this whole damn country. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are like, oh, this is a crazy year. It's a crazy year. But yeah, it's been a crazy year for y'all, but this has been a crazy motherfucking time for us. But yeah, I want to touch on that. But yeah, we lost Debo, and we lost a couple of other cats. I can't think of. I know we lost some people.
R.I.P. The Vine, man. King Von.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Mo rapper, 3.
Rappers. A lot of young rappers. Yeah.
I believe Juice WRLD was this year.
Was it Pop Chad Smoke, right?
Chad Boswick or whatever.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman. Oh yeah,
Chadwick Boseman.
Oh yeah, Black Panther.
Pop Smoke. Yeah. Man, we lost a lot of cats this year. What's sad was we lost Von, and then the next week after we lost Mo 3, two rappers in 2 weeks. Like, this shit is senseless, man. Mo 3 was on the freeway, and the cat just ran up on his car. On the freeway, like, cats out there right now, especially rappers, it's like we got a target on our backs. A lot of brothers right now are getting indicted for federal charges.
And I know it's easier said than done. But when y'all start getting, and it's crazy because they don't even understand the levels. They think that when you get some likes on your YouTube or you get some hits on YouTube that you're just famous. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, and you know, the youngsters may keep up with it, but I've never heard of none of these guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm sad that they died. I'm not trying to discredit their lives and their value. I'm not doing that. But I've never heard of these cats. But a lot of these cats get over, like, they just really think that they're bigger than what they are, and their counterparts do as well. You know, they grow this jealousy or whatever, or they may think that they're rich or whatever, and they pick on these guys. I tell you this, guys, whenever you do get a little bit of clout, whenever you do get a little bit of shine, you get your likes, get the fuck out of the hood. Get the fuck out of there and don't come back. Fuck them. They don't give a fuck about you. And all of a sudden they think that, oh, y'all cool all of a sudden. We best pals now because I didn't got my little bit of fame. So we, oh, now all of a sudden you see this cat. And if you experience a cat and he's cool with you out of the blue, that's, don't underestimate him. Don't overlook it. Take caution on that cat because this motherfucker wants something from you. He's trying to use you, or he might even try to blast you. So to all these young rappers or whatever who come up and you from the hood, get the fuck out of the hood. Seriously. Look what happened to Nip.
Yeah, man. Shit is crazy out there. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of this shit has to do with youngins out there. I'm talking to you young cats out there, man. Like, that are younger than me. I'm 24. But whoever's in that generation that just made dying cool, it's not, man. I done lost a lot of friends to gun violence. I done lost a lot of people to this shit. So it's not cool to be killed. It's not cool to lose your breath and then now you're not here. Your kids can't see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of motherfuckers use this shit as dying is cool, or in the rap game, if you're a rapper and you die, it's cool. No, because look, they're not here anymore for us to enjoy their music. Back then, it used to be only two rappers in the last 4 years in the 90s, Pac and Biggie. And that was even rare because we didn't even see rappers die and get shot. Nowadays, it's like every other week, one rapper's dead, the other one's dead. The other one's getting indicted on Fed charges. Grow the fuck up out there, young boys, man. And stop doing that, all that wild shit, man. Just get your bread, make your community better. You know, spread generational wealth, credit.
Hey, you gonna make your community better, be like Chance the Rapper and do it from a distance, goddammit. Stay the fuck away from the motherfuckers. It's called the hood for a reason. It ain't nothing wrong with going back to your hood, but damn it, you gotta be cautious. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was very sad what happened to Jennifer Hudson's family. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, you know, to her fam that died in that tragic incident that happened at her mother's household. But, you know, you're taking a risk, you know what I'm saying, when you're around violence, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not blaming or shaming anybody. Well, not, I'm not blaming anybody. I shame those who did it, that the coward who did it. But, you know, it's like, you know, you got to be very careful, you know what I'm saying? And there's certain people that you don't want to deal with, and there's certain environments that you just want to avoid being in, honestly, man. You know, but there's one thing with taking care of your community, but do it from a distance, definitely, man. Hey, y'all, you know, thanks for, you know, listening, y'all. Continue to listen. Tell everybody about us, about Freedom of Mind, y'all.
Keep tuning in. Like I said, share them socials everywhere. Follow us everywhere. We are going past 2021, and we're going straight to 2022, actually, next year. So let's get this going.
Future boy, okay.